College holds a mythic place in American culture. On the new Campus Files podcast, we uncover the scandals you won't hear on the campus tours. Find Campus Files on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah, and he knows he didn't play last week the way he wanted to play. You know, he was on an upward trajectory, and then he had the game, and he wanted some plays back for sure in that game, and thought he had a good week, very intentional week of practice, and then you see the result tonight, right? So that's the journey of a young player, and we're going to have to count on these young players, and there's going to be some moments where it's two steps forward, one step back, and so, you know, with that, when they're taking that step back, we have to get them back as quickly as we can to those next two steps forward, and that's mentally, physically, the whole way, so that's important for us.
Yeah.
Bills head coach Sean McDermott on Dion Walker, who had a couple of great moments against Tampa on Saturday. Who's had more hype as a day three pick than Dion Walker? Fourth round pick.
More hype.
The last time you had a day three pick for the Bills that was this hyped going into the season. Not that everyone's expecting him to win like rookie of the year, but people think he's going to play and going to matter, I think.
I think he's definitely going to matter.
Like last year, it was nobody, right? Like Ray Davis, maybe a little bit. Justin Shorter, no, yeah. Right? Shakir?
Wasn't that immediate buzz about him, though.
But there were people that loved him in the draft.
Yeah.
Right? And
yeah.
Right away, we're talking him up. That kind of subsided, though, when he started playing in his rookie year and really didn't do anything, and then they tried to replace him with Cole Beasley off the couch.
Yep.
So that kind of went away. Benford just showed up and played, right? Like, I don't remember any talk about him. Gabe? Was there hype about Gabe?
Not until the season started, it felt like.
Same thing, he just kind of showed up. Remember he had that touchdown against Miami?
Yeah.
And it's like, oh, he's on the field.
Right.
Like, that was a story. This is before the season, it's like Dion Walker.
Right.
It's rare. I don't think it's happened any time. I mean, they've had their day three hits. Taron Johnson. Milano.
Big time, yeah. Benford.
Benford. Wyatt Teller doesn't play here, but that's a great player.
You said Milano, right?
Milano, yeah. I said, yeah. There was some Colby Listonby hype. Two shows in the last week mentioned
Derek
Colby
Rogers.
Listonby.
Well, he was UDFA.
Yeah, that's right. That's right.
Brandon Riley.
How big an impact? I mean, what is right to expect from their rookies? Because the rookies are maybe going to be the strongest catalyst to them getting... If they jump up defensively,
it's because they're rookies.
Yeah, it could be a couple things. It could be the linebackers being healthy.
Could be Joey Bosa's back to being like vintage Joey Bosa.
Could be that. Like, what are people expecting is the number one catalyst for them getting better on defense? Because right now, I might say linebacker.
Okay.
Being healthy. Just they haven't been healthy. I don't think many would say Cole Bishop right now, right?
Probably. Well... It's not based on what they've seen, but if they were to take the step, I think in large part it would be because Cole Bishop's good.
But I don't know how many people are confident in that right now.
Yeah. Yeah.
The corners could have been the answer, but they're both hurt.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't think you'd say that. It would right now, at this moment, it's either going to be Bosa,
yep,
the linebackers, or your rookie linemen are great.
Yeah.
They just show up out of the gates. And they perform, and they are giving you more than what you had last year when you've got to bring Quentin Jefferson off the street.
Right.
And you got to be playing Epinesa like as much as you've ever played a defensive end because you just don't have many bodies. But even that, Walker looks good. Sanders looks good, right?
Sanders looks good as well, yeah.
Landon Jackson's a ghost.
He is not bad.
Haven't heard his name.
He has not played well in the preseason. No,
I've asked like Sal, and I've looked for him at practices and at St. John Fisher. Just wasn't standing out. I don't think preseason wasn't really standing out.
Yeah.
The only time I saw his name this weekend was John Ledyard, who covers the Bucks, on top of other the Steelers and other things. But he covers the Bucks, and he's given praise to their undrafted offensive lineman for
locking him down,
completely shut out Landon Jackson.
Yeah,
like, well, that's not good. He's getting dominated by an undrafted tackle in the preseason.
It's never good.
So I don't know if he's ready to make an impact right away, but the two defensive tackles, they might. I don't know. What would be the popular answer there? They're going to get better on defense.
Probably
I told
Bosa.
You they're going to get better. It's Bosa? You think he plays enough during the regular season for that?
I do, yeah. I do. I think so.
I mean, I would hope so. 8 sacks. Take it?
Yeah, I would like... he should be a double-digit sack guy.
But I don't know if he plays enough for that. Part of the point about the Bills never having double-digit sack guys is they rotate so much.
Yeah.
Like, Vaughn was on his way to doing it. Leonard Floyd did it once. And is that it? 10 sack seasons for the Bills? I think that's it.
Yeah, Jerry Hughes.
Under Sean McDermott.
Yeah.
Hughes didn't get there.
Hughes didn't get there.
He only did when Mario Williams was across from him.
Mm.
So he didn't do it. Ed Oliver hasn't done it from the inside. Like, Bosa, it'd be great if he could get like a 13 sack season. You'd want to pay him. You'd want to extend him if he does that. But I don't know how likely that is to happen if he's only going to be playing a managed workload, which is what I would want for him.
I would take 8, now that I think about it.
803-0550, Marvin on a cell's next. What's up, Marvin?
Hey, good morning, guys. Good morning. Old cynical Marvin here. Why would you bring Jordan Phillips back when you have Carter, you have that new fella, 96, Sanders, playing outstanding football? I mean, I pinpoint and watch the games, and why would you bring him back? It saddens me to see this. And Trey White, the guy had 2 major, major injuries. You bring him back, and it's like, oh, my God, Trey White, oh, he looks so good. And he won't even be playing the first game. And, I'm sorry he got hurt, but I wish they would have never brought him back. He got cut by 2 teams for a reason. He got cut by 2 teams for a reason. And the other thing, excuse me, I'm sorry. The other thing that I'd like you to discuss is why that they don't bring in another tight end and let him play different 3 tight end sets. I don't ever see it. Never see it.
Yeah, thanks, Marvin, for the call. On that, I don't I wonder if Jeremy's listening right now at the idea of let's take one more wide receiver off the field.
Yes, and add a third tight end.
How about a no receiver formation?
I think it's possible.
3 tight ends and what's goal line in Madden?
Yeah, just
3
goal
tight
line.
Ends and 2 running backs.
Yeah.
Right? No, I don't need to do that. They have Jackson Hawes. He's going to play some this year. So, like, if you want a third tight end playing, you're probably going to have a third tight end playing more this year than ever.
The question is how many times I'm going to call him Spencer Hawes before his first name sticks with me.
Spencer Hawes?
Yeah.
Who's that?
He's used to play in the NBA center.
Oh.
Big, tall guy, Spencer Hawes.
I'm never going to do that.
I
wish you hadn't said it.
I'm going to do it.
I was never going to make that mistake.
Minimum 4 more times.
Okay, I don't think many Bills fans were ready to make
a
mistake.
Well, it's just you have to understand the sports encyclopedia in my head.
That sometimes, Spencer Hawes is rattling around up there, who's like a rotational.
Hawes is there. My brain automatically associates Hawes with Spencer Hawes.
I can't even think of another Hawes in sports.
There's not. That's why. Spencer Hawes was the pinnacle of Hawes in sports.
So that can't be very good then.
No. No.
On the Jordan Phillips part of it.
Yes.
I don't necessarily get it fully either. I guess if the most reasonable defense for me on who he would replace is not Dwayne Carter. It is not even Larry Ogunjobi. Because then I still got to figure out who makes the 53-man roster. Because then I got to cut somebody else. If I cut Ogunjobi, I still have to cut somebody else that I was planning on keeping to put Phillips on the roster. It's Daquan Jones. That's the one that makes the most sense. If you told me,
starting defensive tackle, you're starting one tackle.
I know, but it's I can either have Daquan Jones or gonna have Jordan Phillips and $4.5 million.
Okay, here's the thing.
That's a defendable.
You don't have
position.
A true one technique then on your entire defensive tackle roster if you get rid of him.
You know, I don't know that the Bills necessarily want a true one. They kind of act like they don't think they need true one technique.
You have to have one anchor. You have to.
Who was it last year?
Him.
Jones?
Yeah.
Okay. And they had Phillips in there.
But Phillips is a 3-tech.
Yeah, but
So is TJ Sanders. So is Ed Oliver. And
yep.
Deion Walker could potentially, we want him to play one tech. I don't know that he, well, he's definitely not an every down one tech. So let's just start there. They don't have every down one techs. Right now,
right, that's what
as
I mean.
It stands, that's what I mean. They have 3 3 techs and 2 1 techs. And Dwayne Carter is a 3 tech.
Yep.
So to me, it has to be Carter. It has to be. You can't drain yourself. You can't have one guy that you're projecting to be a one tech and get rid of the only guy that's an actual true one technique.
What are the odds you think they move on from a third round pick that quickly?
When's he's been underwhelming.
Have they ever? I know he's been underwhelming, but have they ever done that?
So they might think they can get him to the practice squad.
A third round pick? Somebody takes
maybe
a flyer on that.
Maybe.
Somebody had him as a second round pick. And it didn't end up happening, and they say, hey, we liked that guy in the draft last year. Let's take a shot at him.
I'm wrong a lot. I would be willing to bet quite a bit that it's not DaQuan Jones.
I mean, the earliest the Bills have moved on from a third-round pick, you go through their history. Dorian Williams, still on the team. Terrell Bernard, still on the team. Spencer Brown, still on the team. Zach Moss, is that into his third year where they trade him?
Yes.
They don't cut him. They trade him in the middle of his third season. Devin Singletary finished out the contract. Dawson Knox still here. Harrison Phillips.
College holds a mythic place in American culture, but there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Phillips finished out his rookie contract. I mean, I'm pre-McDermott. Pre-McDermott and Bean. John Miller. Adolphus Washington.
The Dolph, baby. The Dolph.
Marquise Goodwin. TJ Graham. Man, they have Calvin Shepard. Who was the last third round pick they moved on from going into year two? Alex Carrington. Nope. Now we're into players I don't remember, so I can't do that.
Yeah.
So it would be unprecedented. I'm not saying it can't happen.
It wasn't that good of a draft class for them, to be honest. If it is Dwayne Carter, then it's a... Yeah, I mean, it's an admittance a little bit that you got it wrong.
But. And as someone called up earlier wanted to point out, that's the player that they got in the Worthy trade.
They traded up. I don't think that will be in the back.
They went from round 4 to round 3.
That will not be in the back of their minds. Oh, well, this is the guy in the Worthy.
You don't think
this
they
is the, no. No. Either you like the player, they either like the player or they don't.
I think you're probably right. That's how they should operate. That should not matter in the formula of whether or not to keep him. But these guys are human beings, and if Ty goes to the guy that doesn't make us look bad because that was our trade and now everybody's going to point it out.
That's not going to be the reason they keep him.
Shouldn't be. No, you would keep him because he's a third-round pick and you don't give up on third-round picks that quickly.
Yeah.
Boogie Basham they gave up on how quickly?
Pretty quick.
That was after year two, though, wasn't it? He played 2 years, didn't he? That was not second year.
He might have.
They traded him for basically nothing.
He stunk.
He played 2 seasons for the Bills.
Yeah, he stunk.
And then he got traded. Basham. 803-0550 is the phone number. Also, Marvin, talking about Trey White there, too. I don't expect a ton from Tre'Davious White. So I guess my opinion on their impact for the Baltimore game, if he can't play, is really not changed all that much.
Yeah, they're not playing the Bengals.
No, I put a Twitter poll up earlier about this. How confident are you in the Bills' defense going into week one with all their injuries and all everything? And 63% said they're nervous about the Baltimore game. Only 13% said they're confident.
Hmm.
And that is... Isn't that about where we were going into the playoff game last year? How confident were fans? Not that they couldn't win that game, but that they could win it that way. That they could get a couple stops, they could get a couple turnovers.
Yeah.
They could shut down an offense that, I mean, statistically, they were like the best rushing offense ever as a team. And they didn't do the job in terms of forcing stops, but they forced their turnovers. And I'm left to believe that going into week one, they're probably going to need the same thing. they're going to need to force a couple of turnovers. Or I think Baltimore might light them up. They've got their injuries too. I mean, Isaiah Likely might not play that game. And yeah. They're a team that's built through their tight ends. If they line up with three receivers against the Bills, I mean, DeAndre Hopkins is a shell of himself, but I would say advantage DeAndre Hopkins against whatever corner he's going up against. Remember, he got to Kansas City late last year, didn't he?
Did he?
Didn't he get there late? He was traded, wasn't he? From Tennessee? He was still on Tennessee. So, full offseason on a new team. I'm not saying he's going to be what he used to be, but that's a player, that's a guy I wouldn't want a rookie going up against, right? I don't want Dorian Strong going up against. Hopkins will be like, oh, you're giving me a day three rookie in week one. Hopkins. I'm going to. But he's a technician. Like he's gonna know how to get open against
yeah,
that guy.
I guess, yeah.
It would be the mental part of the game for me, at least in that one.
He's cooked. He's old. He's cooked.
I bet you right now, what's his over under for week one? I would take the over.
Really?
Yeah.
What? And it's probably 15 and a half.
He's 33 years old. He caught 41 passes last year. So
yeah, I might take 15 and a half. Yeah, right. He was Mac Hollins last year.
He
is what he was. He was Mac Hollins without the special teams.
He played 6 games for Tennessee and 10 games for Kansas City last season. And the previous year, well, he had 1,000 yards the previous year.
He's cooked.
Had some injuries last year.
Their receiving core is worse than the Bills.
Ooh, I don't know that I
would take Shakir over Flowers.
Oh, I would not do that.
You wouldn't?
No.
Really?
They're not that far apart. And they're similar players, but I would take Flowers. Yeah.
I would take Shakir.
Flowers can actually move around the offense more than Shakir can. I could put Flowers outside and get away with it. And Shakir has yet to prove that. I don't need a nitpick, though. Like, I think those two are, like, they're similar.
I think similar. Their receiver groups are closer, but I do think the Bills from top to bottom are better than theirs.
I think I'd take the Ravens.
Who do they have behind Hopkins?
I would take Bateman.
Who do they have behind Hopkins?
Devontae Walker, Tylan Wallace, Anthony Miller. Nothing much. But what?
Like, at least the Bills have accomplished players.
Sure. Curtis Samuel.
He's
going to be on the field.
He's got a 1,000-yard season under his belt.
The Bills have more names. Definitely will say that. But
better overall group.
I like the Ravens' top three better. Depth, I'll give it to the
Bills.
Well,
it's because you don't like Keon Coleman yet.
No, not yet. No, I need to see it from him in the regular season.
Yeah, fair enough.
I'm not.
Yeah, fair enough.
I think that is the type of player that can fool people in the offseason more than any. The highlight reel catches that are going to get onto Twitter.
Yeah.
Doesn't mean he can't be good. I'm not writing him off completely, but I'm just not taking a lot of stock in those types of plays. And I'd take more stock in Sal telling us and those that are watching practice that he's looked more consistent this year. That would be the reason that I would be buying in more. Bills and Baltimore. How many positions do you think you could do that with? How many positions would you take the Bills over the Ravens?
How many what?
How many positions would you take the Bills over the Ravens? You would take the Bills receivers?
I would take the Bills receivers.
You would take the Bills line, right?
Yes, offensive line, yes.
Okay. Tight end room?
No.
Baltimore.
Yeah.
Running back room. Baltimore.
Yeah.
Defensive line. Baltimore's defensive line looks pretty good.
I would say edge, Baltimore. I think interior, I might take the Bills.
Okay. Linebacker. Roquan Smith.
And who?
Trenton Simpson. Just a.
I'll take the Bills because I think Bernard. I think Milano and Roquan are close enough for me that the difference. I would say that's a toss up. Let's go toss up at linebacker.
All right. Secondary.
Ravens. Entire secondary.
In a blowout.
Entire secondary.
Right?
Yep. How about coaching?
They have coaching? I'm not a big Harbaugh guy.
Either am I.
I used to be, but I don't know. He started driving me crazy recently. The Ravens secondary. I mean, Kyle Hamilton and Malachi Starks at safety. Marlon Humphrey. Jaylen Alexander's kind of like Trey White, though. Like
a little bit. Yeah.
He's not on the field.
Yeah.
Actually, Trey White's practiced a lot more.
Who's
than
Who's their
Alexander
other boundary
is.
Corner?
Nate Wiggins.
Nate Wiggins, former first-round pick.
Week one. I love that it's Sunday night also because that means I could just watch Red Zone all day.
Yeah.
Just stew in all the football before we get rolling to the Bills game that night.
Yeah, like 5 o'clock pregame or whatever it is.
Yep, and we get the two night games before that on Thursday and Friday.
Yep.
Friday night, Chiefs and Chargers.
Let's go.
Come on, Chargers. Can for once in your lives, just do the thing everyone knows you're capable of. Right? Everyone knows you're capable of it. You just refuse to do it. Ever. 803-0550 is the phone number. We have a Matt Damon poll from earlier as well, and Nate does not like the results of that one. Great actor.
Insane.
The audience says great actor on Matt Damon, and I agree. You're the complete opposite of the spectrum. You think he stinks. Just brutal. 4% agree with you. Time out here. When we come back, look around the league a little bit more. There's a couple other big names that could be on the move. We mentioned Travis Etienne a little bit earlier on. We also got to get to Jordan Phillips' number. If you haven't seen the number that Jordan Phillips is going to wear,
it's atrocious.
We might have to help him figure out a different number than the one he picked.
It's a non-starter for me.
A non-starter, like off the team?
He can't play on the team with the current number he's wearing.
All right, we'll let you know what number Jordan Phillips is wearing as well when we come back.
College holds a mythic place in American culture, but there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast. Available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.